Ashley, you are from the Chicago area.
Yep.
And a Blackhawks fan for the first time in a while.
In 10 years.
They're not in the playoffs.
We haven't made the playoffs. It was a tough season. We just weren't good at all. We had no, like, good offense. Our defense was lacking as well. We were definitely an older team this year. We don't have that many young guys. We brought back our, like, 2015 winning team. Like, we traded all our, like... We traded Panarin, you know, to get Saad. You know, we recently traded Ryan Hartman and Tommy Wingles. And it's just like, we're too old. So I think now we're changing it back up to getting some younger players. We got a kid from Northeastern.
Okay. Yeah, they have always had a couple good players.
So yeah, we got him. So a younger player. And then, we're just like trying to figure it out this trade season, trying to get our team back to our 2015 team, so we'll see.
Well, I mean, you know, as I was explaining to you before the show, I'm a Flyers fan, and you know, having lost, well, I think with the Flyers in the Stanley Cup in
2010,
I'm wondering if they, I think the late 90s they were in Stanley Cup, so I guess they've been in Stanley Cup twice in my lifetime, although I was not watching it when I was one, so you know, I obviously rooting for the Flyers that series, but the Blackhawks, that came around before the Warriors did in basketball, and they were, was it three championships in 5 years?
It was.
Or 6 years?
Yeah, 5 years.
I mean, that was, you know, because I think the NBA is a bit more popular in the United States. Like, that the Warriors have seemed to overshadow that a little bit. But, I mean, that 3-5 is one of the, you know, better runs in professional sports history. And that must have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
So what do you think? I mean, not a good year this year, but do you see it being turned around at some point soon?
Yeah, I mean, after last year's loss, we lost in the first round against the Preds. We got swept in the playoffs. But after last year's loss, we made some major trades. You know, we traded Panarin out. We got Sharp back. We got Saad back. And we thought, like, oh, we're remaking the team. We're going to do better. So I just expect some, like, major, major trades this year. I know Sharp retired, which is really sad. But he said he was too old for the team. He said, oh, they're trying to rebuild it. They're trying to make it younger. So I'm just going to leave now, which is fair. It was a sad loss. But, you know, he is, like, not as good as he used to be. But I do expect next season to be better, hopefully. I still regret, like, our trade in, I think, 2015 of Andrew Shaw. I regret it, like, every day. He was our aggression.
Because
we're not
hockey.
An aggressive team anymore.
Yeah, so
we're
important.
Not. Ryan Hartman was our aggression this year. He got traded. We have John Hayden still, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, Andrew Shaw really sparked everyone up and, like, got him fighting, you know. And right now we're just kind of, like, lazy in a way. Our defense was kind of lazy. We weren't making many hits, so... I do think next season I have higher hopes, but I mean, after being disappointed for two seasons in a row, you get kind of knocked down here.
Sure. Yeah. And you guys have been so used to
winning every other year. So you're like, but no.
And you know, I'm still used to, you know, the Corey Crawford days in Chicago. The goalie situation
is weird this year.
Yeah. I mean, cause
Corey Crawford is out for like 2 months, way more than 2 months. Recently though, I don't know if you heard, I think his last name is Foster. He was an emergency backup goalie.
Yeah.
He is an accountant by day, and then he played at night for like 7 minutes, and he played for 14 minutes.
Yeah.
He made 7 saves. He made all the saves, and it was like the coolest thing ever.
That was such a cool story.
That's what we're up to now.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have like a good goalie like in our goal at all.
So are they, because I can speak from the Flyers' perspective that they have probably more goalies than they should, which is Ron Hextall, who's the GM. That's his kind of mantra. He did that in L.A. with whatever the Kings goalie is. We should, the guy who's won 2 Stanley Cups with the Kings.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm forgetting that on there. But did the same thing. Finally got one with him. Yeah. Trying to do the same thing in Philadelphia. So I can say that we have plenty of goalie prospects. Our number one is Carter Hart, who was the goalie on the junior national team and that kind of stuff. So I know we have goalies in the pipeline. What do you think? Does Chicago have goalies in the pipeline that they're going to bring up? I mean, I don't know how old Crawford is, but he's certainly been starting for a good amount of years by this point. And Forsberg got 35 games. I mean, so they really split it this year. What do you think about that situation?
I think that, like, coming into next season, we're going to be more prepared with, like, we're going to bring up some goalies. Yeah. I think so. Especially with Crawford being like kind of like in and out, like just being injured for very long. And then like we're running out of goalies pretty much at this point. So mm-hmm. I think we're definitely have to bring up like a better goalie. But I also think it's not all of his fault. Our defense has been lacking a lot. We traded a Hjalmarsson last year, and I think he was like an underrated defense mm-hmm. player. And I think like we need to step it up on that end too, and just our aggression. I think our offense is like fine. You know, we still got guys out there like Patrick Kane, you know, Taze sometimes like steps it up, you know. I think our offense is good, but I just think we like that's where we let in all the goals is just that we don't have any like force at all.
Was Duncan Keith hurt this year?
He was hurt for a little bit.
Okay, because I'm looking at his stat line, only 32 points. That's kind of low.
Yeah, and he didn't do well either. Yeah. He did not step it up this year either, so we'll see if he gets traded or not. A lot of people were considering if Taze should be captain even after this season. It seemed like whenever the Blackhawks won, Taze scored at least one goal, and that really like brought everyone up. But like if they lose, like it's just like the worst thing ever. So they're kind of debating a lot of things here.
Man, at his peak, Taze was so good too.
Yeah, in like 2010.
That kind of run area.
Yeah,
it was so good. So yeah, I mean, they're an interesting storyline just because they've been so good, and we got kind of so used to them being really good, and kind of in an era, mm-hmm. you know, in Chicago, you guys are well past obviously Jordan, but I think for you know, winning six championships, like that gives you a lot of grace for a long time, and then Derrick Rose comes around, that ends somewhat tragically the way he can't stay healthy, but in the midst of all of that, I mean, the Bears have not been good for a long time, and the Cubs winning,
we're getting back there.
Yeah, I mean,
we're getting back.
they are. That's we maybe we can mention some little NFL topics at the end of the show, but and the Cubs, you know, obviously went one recently, and I still am confused by the White Sox Cubs divide in Chicago. Are you?
I'm a Cubs fan.
Okay, I don't think I've ever met a White Sox fan.
I know quite a few White Sox fans, but there's not as many I don't think as Cubs fans.
Yeah, so that's still confuses me. I guess you kind of need to be from the area to fully understand it.
Yeah.
But in the midst of all of this, in a great sports city like Chicago is, you know, the Blackhawks are winning three Stanley Cups in 5 years. So that's, I find them to be an interesting story. And then if you look at the rest of the West and then kind of we turn to a broad kind of playoff picture, one of the two number one seeds, the way the NHL playoffs work, the Vegas Golden Knights. Like, so you have a team that is
just
playing a new expansion team playing in Las Vegas of all places.
Yeah.
And we'll see how sustainable that whole project is. I mean, they've had a great home crowd this year, but now the Philadelphia fans travel pretty well, but I know when the Flyers were out there in February, I think it was, they were playing their one game in Vegas. It was a sold out crowd, really a lot of energy, but half the arena was Flyers fans.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are like, oh, I'm going to make a weekend out of going to Vegas and rooting for my hockey team. So they don't have like a lot of, you know, homebred fans. And it's an expansion team. So they didn't come from anywhere. So that's, you know, you have this incredible year for them, and you all the credit in the world to their GM, who I think is one of the BC hockey players' dads. I'm pretty sure on that. I'm pretty sure Vegas's GM is one of BC Hockey's. It's just escaping me, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. Yeah. All the credit to that organization for putting together a really good team in the expansion draft.
Yeah.
But you have this team, and then the Blackhawks for the second year in a row, right? They're not in the playoffs.
They were in the playoffs last year.
Oh, they were in the playoffs. Yeah. Okay, so the first. Oh, that's right. You said that. Yeah. So that's like that's a big divide right there.
Yeah.
Winnipeg's in. Minnesota for the longest time was not very good. They're in this year.
They always get out like the second round though. They don't really count.
They haven't. But then, you know, you have Nashville, San Jose, and Anaheim. They've been good for a long time.
Colorado barely made it in there.
Yeah, so they were the second wild card. So, you know, at least on that side of the bracket, it's, you know, I don't know if Vegas is going to be like, this is the makings of a team that's really going to be good for a long time, but it's a whole different kind of landscape for at least that side.
I mean, Vegas, like, everyone kind of, like, saw them as a joke kind of coming into the season. They did not expect them to go as far as they have or, like, been as good as they have been. So I do think like you said, there's not as many Vegas fans and people just come out for like the weekend for the other team, whatnot. But I think after this like season, there will be more Vegas fans, especially how they're doing right now in the playoffs. They're leading 2-0, I think. Yeah, yeah. They're leading 2-0. Maybe. Yeah, they are. They're leading 2-0. Mm-hmm. Yep, and if they like continue to go throughout the playoffs, I don't think they're going to win the whole thing. It would be really, really cool if they did, yeah. But I really don't think so. But I think they're going to gain more fans and get like a better base and see how they go from there.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting story to see how far they can advance. I mean, they're playing the first wild card with the Kings, and I think they I mean, being up 2-0, I think they should win that series. I think whoever they play in the winter of Anaheim and San Jose will be a tough matchup. And yeah. Nashville looks like they're playing really, really well right
now. Yeah, Nashville did so amazing last season. I think they deserved it, like, to win the
That was a fun Stanley Cup. A better one than the year before. San Jose did not put up as much of a fight.
No. And I think that they're going to go really far this year, too. I think they have a lot of heart, and they got a really good young team. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how they keep going.
Yeah, that's fun, and they are a fun team, and Nashville is another interesting hockey town.
Yeah,
you know, passionate when they're doing well. I've never been in Nashville, but I know people that have, and I've heard they hate
Blackhawks fans.
Really,
they really hate us. They like don't want us in their stadium at all. It's kind of funny.
That's funny.
So I haven't been to a Nashville game because I don't want to get yelled at, but. I feel like they were more passionate last year just because they were in the playoffs. They were doing really well, but I haven't seen them like as a fan base themselves, like, you know.
Yeah, well, that's just another example of a city that you can kind of go to and make a trip out of. And
it's like LA Kings, Nashville. Like, you see the Stars go, and then you're like, oh, you got to go.
Well, speaking of the Kings, it's funny because my roommate is from LA, and he's not a hockey fan.
Yeah.
But he just cracks up like whenever I mention the LA Kings. He's like, there's no one cares except when they're good. And
they won in 2016.
Yeah.
And it was kind of surprising. I was like, really?
Yeah. No, yeah. And I mean, and the Ducks have won a World Series. That's I mean, actually, World Series, that's in my mind. Stanley Cup at some point. So, you know, it's fun. You know, it's, I guess when you're at the professional level, I mean, I'm not saying they have bad fan bases, but it's not as consistent of a fan base.
As you see in, like, Canada, Boston, Chicago.
The northern places are going to be the big ones.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Nashville would be cool. And I feel like in sports a lot recently, I've seen, this may not be founded in any, like, sort of facts, but I feel like the team that gets close one year, as hard as it is to get back to a championship, there's that so much motivation to come back. I mean, we saw the Royals lose in 2014 to the Giants. The next year they go beat, I don't know, whoever the Royals beat in the World Series in 2015. So they lose and then get back. And I, you know, the Patriots have been dominant in football. Yeah. I'm trying to think about.
But we did see like in basketball, I think in 2016, Villanova beat UNC in the final, and then UNC came back and won in 2017.
Great example.
So
we
do see that a lot. Like, they are definitely more sparked up to win the whole entire thing.
So I say that because I think Nashville could be a team that
could do that
again this year. Now, did they play? Do you remember if they played the Blues in the conference finals last year, or am I making that up? Were the Blues in the playoffs last year?
They were.
Who did they play in the conference finals? Because the Blues are not in the playoffs at all this year. So
we knocked them out. I don't know who they played.
Yeah, I'm looking at the bracket right now. I don't believe it's any of the teams that are in the playoffs this year. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah.
But in any case, that's one team that I think was, you know, made it pretty far last year and will not be a threat kind of this year a little bit. So that will be fun to see where they go. If we turn to the east side of the bracket, which I know, you know, pretty well, being a Flyers fan, some cool matchups. You look at
Flyers versus Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I mean, that in itself, I want to actually pull this out. This is kind of funny. So before the playoffs started, what did they start 3 nights ago or whatever? ESPN did a preview on all the matchups. Mm-hmm. And the ESPN preview for the Penguins Flyers, this is what it is. Oh boy, this could be delightfully nasty. There are just enough major players left from their insane 2012 nightmare of a series. 6 games, 56 goals, 309 penalty minutes. that those memories are relevant, along with the fact that these in-state rivals just don't like each other. Crosby, Malkin, Kessel, and the resurgent Claude Giroux is a marquee matchup. Penguins fans defacing the Rocky statue, Flyers fans coming with the offensive, disgusting insults to Crosby. Let's go. So I was excited for this, and these two teams do hate each other, and the fan bases certainly hate each other.
Yeah.
So that's fun, and I would say through two games,
it's been kind of weird though.
Yeah,
it's been like a blowout for each one.
Yeah, but there will be close games. Yeah. I think we're gonna get close games, but it almost is fitting.
Yeah.
That like one team goes kicks the one team's butt, and then they go the other team does it. Like there's a.
Now they're both sparked up, so maybe we'll get a close game for game three.
And now the games are back in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is a great hockey town.
Yeah.
The year that they did not draft Patrick Kane, that I was talking about before the show, they had the worst record in the NHL, and they were still like top five in attendance that year. So it's a team that has a very consistent fan base, and we're glad to have playoff hockey back. We were in the playoffs 2 years ago as the 8th seed. Did not make it last year. Mm-hmm. That's a fun series. And we'll see what Pittsburgh can do. I mean, they're just two-time defending Stanley Cup champions, which is
amazing.
Incredibly impressive.
But it's very unlikely to.
Yeah.
It was unlikely to even go two times. So it's very, very unlikely to three-peat.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be just incredible. Yeah. And they're getting older. I mean, Malkin and Crosby still have a ton of game left. Mm-hmm. But
Kessel.
Yeah. Kessel's still really good. Obviously, they moved on from Marc-Andre Fleury, who has had an excellent year in Vegas.
Yeah. I think that was. I mean, obviously, they're still doing amazing. I do think that was a very risky trade, though, on their part. I was, like, kind of concerned for them this season without Fleury in there.
Yeah, and he's kind of had a somewhat of a rocky... Not well. I mean, he's a very good player, and he's had somewhat of a kind of a rocky last couple years with them. But, you know, Matt Murray's a guy that they like, and they're going to... I guess keep riding with. So not a good night last night, but certainly a good game one.
Yeah. How do you feel about their goalie, the Flyers goalie? The first night he got taken out, I think the second period or early third.
Yeah.
And then he really stepped it up last night with like a 34 save performance.
You know, Brian Elliott is a good goalie. And in a lot of this season, he kept us in games.
Yeah.
The Flyers lost 10. They did not win, or they didn't win a game in 10 straight games. So they some went to overtime, but at some point they were on like a 10-game losing streak, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, they were. Yep.
And I thought, was keeping them in games. Mm-hmm. And then they go off, and they had a couple really good streaks out there, and they had a 10-game winning streak last season. So very streaky, and they're still young, and I can kind of get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But I think Brian Elliott, he's a good goalie who has something left in the tank. He's not the goalie of the future. As I mentioned, they have a lot of goalies in the pipeline. They traded for Mrazek from the Red Wings midseason, who's not been that good because Elliott was hurt. And then our other backup, Michael Neuwirth, was also hurt. And it's just not that good. So I don't think they can count on their two other goalies on the roster. But I think Elliott can win this some games. And that's what I've been telling. I have a couple friends that are Penguins fans. I've been paying attention to the series. I'm like, the Penguins are the better team. They are the deeper team. They have four pretty solid lines. They have a better defense. But if the Flyers can get the production out of their top lines, Claude Giroux is having an incredible year, and they get really good goalie play from Brian Elliott, they can win this series. I don't think they will. I wouldn't put money on it, but I think they can. So I am...
Definitely like a six-game series. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seven-game, even seven. Yeah,
I'm cautiously optimistic in terms of what we're going to get from Brian Elliott in goal.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting sort of thing with the Flyers because they're so in between. They have players who are so ready to win now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of young guys who are very talented but not there yet. They have all these guys in the minors that will be there at some point, and we have not turned the reins over to a future goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the jury is still out a little bit on Dave Haxtell, our coach, who came from North Dakota, so a college hockey coach, which I'm not sure how common that is. I'm not sure if they try to keep it more so in... you know, in the NHL or whatever. So things are kind of still open there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be a good series. And I do think that for the general hockey fans, it won't disappoint you to watch. I mean, the first games have not been very competitive, but I think there's something brewing in that a little bit. You mentioned that you're kind of rooting for the Maple Leafs a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. I have a heart for them. You know, they're playing Boston. I do think the Bruins are going to win.
Bruins are good.
They're good. They beat them 5-1 in the first game, mm-hmm. which is kind of a blowout. But I do have a heart for them. Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner. I think Mitch Marner is very underrated.
Yeah.
I think he's a great player, and they both make like amazing, just amazing shots. And they really know like where the puck is at all times, pretty much. But also like, you have these amazing players on like kind of like not so great teams. And it's just kind of sad at some point. Like we look at the Oilers, they're not even in the playoffs. No. And you have Connor McDavid who has like the highest point streak.
Yeah, he's
like,
incredible.
The fastest kid ever, like best hands on the whole, in the whole league. Like
so good.
So it's just kind of like sad to see like such great talent and then like not producing like the biggest thing, you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah. They're an interesting story, but yeah, Toronto, as I mentioned to you before, you know, I feel like the Canadians have been so good for so long, and kind of overshadow a little bit that part of Canada from them. So it's, you know, it's good to see the Maple Leafs in kind of doing their thing. But that's going to be a tough series for them. I think Boston is playing really well.
They're really good. They have just a really young team, and they're just really good this season.
Yeah, they finally reloaded a little bit.
Yeah, they did. They got a kid from Harvard recently, Ryan Donato, and I was watching him the other day, and he's a very good player. Definitely added more of like a spark to their team for sure. And they took Tommy Wingles from us, and he was also very aggressive and very good on the line. So
So they're good, and I think they. You know, I didn't follow the Bruins too closely before I got to BC, but I remember early in my time here, people talking about them, and there was some discussion that they had kind of held on to some of the players from the 2011 team a little bit too long. And I think they finally turned the page on that team.
I mean, I think all like, even like the Blackhawks that we're doing that too, we're holding on to them, even though we really need to like let go and get a younger team. Cause they just like whatever works, you know?
Yeah.
We just got to stick with that. But like, sometimes you need some change too.
Well, it's one of the great, what's the word? It's one of the great tensions in sports because especially for the cities that have not won a lot. And this goes for any sport. You want, to hold on to these guys. You feel like you owe them so much. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to let them go. But I think the truly great managements in sports, the truly great front offices, are the ones that know when to get rid of guys. And the example that I would use is baseball. In the Cardinals got rid of Albert Pujols coming off the World Series, or you know, right around when they won a World Series, and he's still playing in Anaheim, but they got rid of him at the right time and turned the page into a new chapter with them.
Yeah.
The flip side, the Phillies were so good from 2007 to 2011 or 2012, and they held on to Ryan Howard and Chase Elliott and Jimmy Rollins too long, and they're still digging themselves out of that hole a little bit from bad contracts and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Another example that is still kind of ongoing is my Eagles won the Super Bowl this year. They've kept plenty of guys. The team is still very good, but I think it's very crucial to them to move forward and say, we're not going to get bogged down by sentimentality. Cause at the end of the day, this is a business and we want to win.
Yeah.
So to kind of relate all of that back to the Blackhawks or the Bruins, it can be tough. It can be a challenge, but, it's always good for a fan base, no matter what happens with the team, to kind of see them raise back up with some younger players. So Boston's an interesting story. Another very interesting story. I think one of the more underrated storylines of the year are the Devils. I mean, you look at how bad they were last year.
And they have a lot of BC Eagles playing for
them.
They
do. Yeah. Miles Wood's on the team. Yeah. Miles Wood's on the team. Steve Santini's on the team.
Yeah.
And Nico Hischier, who was the first pick, I guess, because the Flyers had the second pick with Nolan Patrick. He had a very good beginning of the year. Slowed down a little bit earlier. Nolan Patrick had a bad beginning of the year.
Yeah, he got injured. I was like very excited about him because, you know, he was second overall. Yeah. I was like, all right, got to look out for this kid. But no, he had a bad beginning of the year, but he did score last night. So
yeah. Did you see that pass from Sean Couturier between the legs? That was awesome.
Yeah.
We're excited about him because he looked not good at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I know.
But really stepped it up and became a strong contributor.
Yeah.
But his first pick, the first pick for him, Nico Hischier on the Devils, Had a pretty good year. 52 points on the year, played in every game. As I said, more of a strong beginning of the year, but interesting to see them turn it around so quickly. Talk about another team that I think is a smart team. For all those years with Brodeur, they were so good. And I hate the Devils. I am not a Devils fan at all. But I will say, on a totally unrelated note to sports, I think their logo and name is just the coolest thing. The New Jersey Devil is a folklore of, like, you know, some monster that lives in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't think it's real. I've never seen it. But in that aside, I love, like, the local connection. So although I don't like the team, I also another unrelated side note, the NHL has just the best names and logos of sports. I just think they have.
Fair.
I don't know what it is about. Maybe just because the hockey jerseys are big and the logos are big. Best logos and names. I could do a whole. I've done shows on that before about, like, stupid stuff, but I think it's funny.
What do you think's the worst?
I think baseball, because a lot of the jerseys and stuff are, like, still so traditional. But I mean, the Devils have a sweet logo. I like the Oilers logo a lot with, like, the oil drop.
Yeah,
the Sharks is such a good name. Like, I could go.
I don't like
this.
Their logo, but
it's not a great logo. But I think the name's really cool.
Yeah. I like the Rangers, honestly.
Classic.
I just like their,
Yeah. The Ducks is not good.
No.
And the old one was, like, weird, but kind of cool. Like, the old, like, teal one or whatever that one was.
Yeah.
But that is something aside, for another day.
Yeah.
But the Devils, interesting story, but Tampa Bay is super strong.
Yeah.
And I don't see, if I had to pick one series of all the, maybe the Avalanche, I wouldn't pick them to win either, but the 2-1 seeds, I think we're gonna breeze through those two series.
And they beat them 5-2 the other day, so we'll probably see that throughout the series. Maybe a 5-game series, if not a sweep with the Devils. Sadly, but
But something to look forward to for the years to come with New Jersey fans. And funny, New York has the New York metropolitan area has 3 hockey teams. The Islanders are an interesting position because they're. I think they're getting a new stadium on Long Island, but, like, they were playing in Brooklyn, which is not on Long Island. No. So the Islanders, that doesn't totally add up. But they're a team that still has some talented guys, but they're probably going in the wrong direction. So they need to figure some things out. But
you know what's weird? During the regular season, the Devils actually beat Tampa Bay.
Did they?
All 3 times they played them. Yeah.
Wow.
So they were close games. One of them went to overtime, but they all were, like, 1 goal. But, you know, maybe just the first game jitters, like, to get it out of the way, and then we'll see.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely, because that would be, it's super shocking, I think, to see them, you know, kind of muster up even like 2 wins. I'd be surprised by.
Yeah.
But because the Lightning are so good.
Yeah, and they definitely, like, are a playoff team. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure.
So,
yeah.
So even with the regular season losses, they still thrive. Yeah, in the playoffs.
Kucherov and Stamkos, like those guys. I mean, if you look at the Lightning lines, like, just from top to bottom, you're like, oh my gosh, like, I think their third line is better than, like, the Flyers' top line.
Yeah.
So they're really good.
Yeah.
You said you're not a Lightning fan. You don't like the root for the Lightning.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They've.
I accept their, like, wins, but I don't like to see them. So.
Well, I like to talk about this. I mentioned that I was kind of a Lightning fan when they were good, when they won the Cup in 2004. Mm-hmm. And I watched that series very closely because they had beaten the Flyers in the Eastern Conference Finals. And for whatever reason, I seemed to like the team that beat the Flyers. I don't know why. I guess I was still young enough that didn't bother me. But the Lightning won that Stanley Cup, and that's their only Stanley Cup win, right? I don't think they've won because they got there, 3 years ago before the Penguins, but they didn't win. Mm-hmm. So, but in Game 6, which is in Calgary, they beat the Flames that year. I swear there was an overtime goal for the Flames that crossed the line. And I don't know. I haven't looked at the replay since then, so I could be thinking of something else. But I'm pretty sure that the Calgary Flames should have won that world. Stanley Cup. And they didn't. So maybe we should just discount the Lightning totally. But they
didn't win the Stanley Cup.
They didn't. No. Officially, the Lightning won it. But I don't know.
Morally, no.
Yeah. So. They're a good team, and I think they're going to be really good. And if we look at kind of at the one series that we have not talked about yet, Washington and Columbus, the Capitals. I mean, do you think the Capitals will ever put it together? Like our for a team that's been so good for so long.
Yeah.
You know, Ovechkin.
I don't know. Maybe
it's been so
years. You keep saying like, maybe next year they'll put it together. They haven't yet, and they lost to Columbus. In overtime, Panarin actually scored the game-winning goal. That was sad to see. Wish we had a guy like that on our team. So I don't know, like, if they're going to put it together or not. The Capitals were dominating them in the regular season, so I'm not sure if they're going to step it up for game two or not, but I don't know. You know, they always seem to choke in playoffs. So.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I
they're loaded with good players.
Yeah, as I look at the East this year, they wouldn't need to get Boston until the conference finals. And I think I think they can get to the conference finals as I look at it, because they'll play the winner of the Penguins Flyers. I think they can get there. And you get to that point, kind of anything can happen. But
if the Penguins win, do you think that they could beat the Penguins?
I do, because I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, Sidney Crosby is one of the best players ever, but I just not that he wins with luck. I'm not saying that at all, but I think at some point, there are two teams that have played each other a lot over the last couple of years, 'cause they've both been good. I think that could be a series. I think they definitely beat the Flyers. I don't think the Flyers can hang with them if the Flyers were to win against Pittsburgh.
No, yeah, for sure.
So I think that's where the road ends for the Flyers. But, you know, hey, I mean, you know, that's okay. I'm okay with that. But Columbus is a good team. I'm always kind of laugh that, like, why is there a team in Columbus, Ohio? Like, I still don't understand why they're there. Yeah. I mean, Ohio is somewhat of a... not that huge of a state, and you have Cleveland, and maybe no one watches hockey in Cincinnati. I don't know, but anyway, they're good, and they were very good last year, at least during the regular season.
Yeah.
So that's a series just because I think that at some point Alex Ovechkin will kind of, you know, push it forward, but we'll see. What do you think if you had to pick a Stanley Cup matchup right now? Who do you think the two teams are going to be?
I would think Nashville versus Boston.
Okay.
That would be my pick. Mm-hmm. And Boston winning it all.
Yeah.
In my heart, I would have the Leafs winning it all, to be honest.
In your heart, maybe.
In like a different world, the Leafs would be winning it all, but yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly a good prediction. I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to be bold. I'm going to say Nashville, Washington. I think the Capitals are finally going to put it together. I think they will. Watch. They're going to lose like first round now that I say that. But,
yeah.
I agree with you on Nashville. I think that.
Yeah. I think they're definitely going to dominate the Western Conference. If not Vegas.
Vegas would be super cool. I think that'd be really cool. Yeah. I just
looking at the other teams though, I don't really know much about like Anaheim and San Jose. I don't really follow them. They're like all the way in Cali.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Sharks still have Joe Thornton, I think, who I don't think he's shaved his beard in like 10 years. So, you know, they're still, I guess, good, but I have not followed them closely enough either. And it just seems like, the Ducks and the Sharks in the playoffs every year. So it's just like, I
remember Anaheim used to be really good. We used to be really scared playing them. Mm-hmm. Every time we played them, we get like blown out like 5-1, like very, very huge losses. Yeah. I would never go to an Anaheim game because I'd be like, no, we're going to lose. But they got shut out in game one, 3-0. So I'm not sure if like they're not good anymore. I don't even know about them. So I can't do much on that one.
Yeah, I will be interested to see the Vegas. If Vegas were to win that series against the winner of Anaheim versus San Jose, because I get again a new team versus two teams that I think are somewhat middling at this point in their, you know, and I could be wrong. Maybe they've both reloaded. I have no idea, but I feel like I've seen them. I see them every year. So that could be a cool matchup. But yeah, I mean, NHL playoffs interesting this year. The NBA playoffs are also interesting, and I feel like the NBA playoffs usually overshadow the NHL playoffs. And I think they will again this year.
Oh yeah.
But there are some cool storylines for the hockey fans that are going to be watching. So that should be good. And we'll have to see how that all turns out. Mm-hmm. Obviously my team is in this year. Your team is not. But I think it's probably not too long before
we'll get back in there.
It's a good organization.
We still got the Cubs playing.